I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Our geo quiz gave us a sample of the poetry by Zimbabwe's Sam Munro, a.k.a. Comrade Fatso. Now let's get to the answer. Comrade Fatso?
My hometown is Harare, the city that never sleeps.
Harare, Zimbabwe, the capital of Zimbabwe, the answer to our geo quiz today. Now let's hear a bit more of your poem. It's called The Streets, right?
Yeah, yeah. My streets, which means, you know, a slang for the streets. Walk in the streets every day, no job, no pay. From city to Masasa, Jkans, Hapanabasa. How would you feel if you got a raw deal? No school, no university, no job, no opportunity. Let them come down here, see what it's like year after year. They put on their cocoa butter while we spread out in the gutter. Iwowo wanedzimba, isusu tinecha pomba. Iwowo wanende kustaz, isusu tinomatengesa. We try to hustle, they call us criminal. We sell drugs, they call us thugs. Us to be struggling to get by while they sit high in the sky. These Borodale crooks, high class tzotzis, give us dirty looks, but they the real thieves. They live in comforts because of our sweats. They live in credits because of our debts. They drive Hummers and live in luxury, thanks to the povo, thanks to the misery. Asiinzwa kashamwari, they are few, we are many. Warimadara, tiru my youth, and the rot can never stop the truth.
Strong, strong stuff there, Comrade Fatso. You call your poetry toy toy poetry that mixes two languages, Shona and English. First of all, explain what toy toy is.
Toy toy is an urban culture of protest, of street dancing against oppression that emerged in Zimbabwe and then was also adopted by those in the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa. So it's a very kind of militant form of song and dance.
And if we listen to the words in the streets and we read the headlines of what's going on in Zimbabwe, incomprehensible inflation, shortages of food and fuel, I'm just wondering, you know, what kind of outlook do young people in Zimbabwe have today?
It's interesting. Over the past few months since the unity government has come in, things have stabilized or have become more stable. It's, you know, Zimbabwe is not stable at the moment. But inflation has been tamed. Goods are back on the shelves. Prices have gone down. There's still a huge gap between what is available in Zimbabwe and people's purchasing power. So there is, you know, poverty itself is still very, very endemic and a big problem that we have to deal with. So I mean, the aspirations of people, I hope, are changing, considering that things have got a bit better. I do feel there is more hope in Zimbabwe now than there was before. I don't think people are wholly resting their hopes on the government. I think that would be a fallacy if they were to. But I think people do see that the space is potentially opening up and that we have to just burst the space wide open and really push for, be it freedom of expression, be it a better living wage, all these different unified struggles. And hopefully we will see more young people coming back because we've had a huge brain drain. I mean, you know, majority of people I went to school with are not in the country. You know, Zimbabweans are everywhere. Every time we go on tour, there'll be a Zimbabwean in the crowd there who's living in that town, you know. So we're hoping that slowly but surely we start seeing all these many different spirits that have left our country coming back.
And we're joined by one of your collaborators here in the studio. Introduce us.
You mean like collaborator, like French Vichy collaborator?
No, not that kind of collaborator.
Right. Yeah, this is Outspoken. I'd like to introduce Outspoken, one of Zimbabwe's leading MCs, spoken word artists, and activists.
How you doing?
You're involved in something in Zimbabwe called Magamba. Talk about that. How does it work?
Well, basically what we do is like we try to enlighten minds by using art as a tool, a machinery to convey issues of social injustice, you know, educate. So what we do is we have outreach programs that focus on the youth in townships and communities that are marginalized. And we like, instead of, you know, the approach where you give a problem and expect a solution, we ask questions, like so that they start questioning themselves. And then that's when they start to realize, like, and reclaim their communities when they see, like, okay, we have a problem here. They see it for themselves. It's not something that's given to them like as a problem. They start to see what's affecting their own lives. And then they come up with creative ways of solving them. And this is all through avenues of like poetry, music, hip-hop.
Outspoken, I'm wondering if you have a poem that you could share with us, something that perhaps you couldn't perform in Zimbabwe because of maybe how potent it is.
I actually forgot those. I left those at home, actually, because I used to do those at the book cafe. The thing with me is I've grown from that to a more, you know, not really pointing fingers and saying you're the problem, but asking questions like, yo, what's going on? And trying to make people focus on self.
Okay, show us where you're at today then.
Okay. I'll give you a love poem. Don't believe it when they tell you that your complexion's in need of readjustment. You're just fine as you are. Let your judgment stem from your inner source and radiate towards your outer beauty. Grow to love yourself until you feel its warmth. Your beauty is divine, and you are what that means. It is you that is beautiful. But those magazines got you trying to build your image and model you to a clone that relies on their chemicals to let your beauty show. Wipe those tears from your inner eye and break the vanity you're trapped in. Your creation is an art, so don't degrade it into fashion. But it's hard to realize it with the way that we were brought up, absorbing misinformation that turned us into its products. Life sucks. Only those willing to be consumed. But you are life. Live it because that statement is true. You're surrounded by death, but I'm finding life within you. You are its definition. Don't let yourself be abused. And let your hair fall down to your knees. Let your eyebrows be a true expression that your face really needs. You are my future just as much as I am yours. I'll tell you what I see in front of me if you're not sure. Take away that mask. Why should you trace your facial features? I see the perfectness inside of you, but you don't see this. If you think beauty's all about gloss, you don't know. Forget a Miss World. I fell in love with Miss Homegrown. I appreciate your outer appearance, but your soul being connected to your inner self makes your eyes glow. I know it's hard for you to understand, but you're my sister, so take it from your brother, man. I acknowledge you in totality. Can't you see that you are gifted with everything that you need to begin with? You don't need to make up for nothing. What's been diminished isn't the way you look. It's self-respect, not image. Don't get drowned in those pictures. I got love for you, my sister, but it's hard to see what life is when you look through broken mirrors. I love every part of you, from your soul to your tone. You're my inspiration. My heart beats to Mama's Homegrown. Love.
Where's Deaf Poetry Jam when you need it? Comrade Fatso and Outspoken from Zimbabwe are performing in Boston, New York, and Washington this month. We'll post a link to their concert schedule at theworld.org. Thanks very much for coming in.
Cool. Thanks.
You'll set up a track for us from the House of Hunger CD. What are we going to hear?
Most definitely. Bread and Roses. It's about the many poor women who've been attacked by the police for just trying to sell vegetables on the street, for just trying to make a living. So this is sung from the perspective of one of these strong women who've tried to make a living.
Bread and roses, mama.
We've got a short video of Comrade Fatso and Outspoken performing their work in our studio. Check it out at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening. My wife, you are not thinking some veggie, but she sells them in a council place, so she should be legal and safe. So smash tomatoes.